get to know you. We're going to talk it out. We're going to get to know you and what you're all about. We're going to get to know just what makes you feel alive. We're going to get to know how you build, lead, and thrive.
Build, Lead, and Thrive. Voices of the Androscoggin.
Welcome to Build, Lead, Thrive, Voices of Androscoggin, a bi-monthly podcast that features in-depth conversations with the people shaping Androscoggin County. Each episode dives into personal stories, showcasing the leaders and entrepreneurs behind the region's economic and community vitality. I'm your host, Shanna Cox, President and CEO of the LA Metro Chamber. I'm joined by local talent, longtime friend, and our producer, Mark Turcotte. Together, we explore how incredible people, the voices of Androscoggin, build, lead, and thrive while contributing to a better quality of life for all. We're here with Shadia and Ashley. They're with Maine Community Integration. So this is one of our key partners that we partner with for Stuff the Bus. And we love these partnerships. It makes sure that the donations people are giving to this program really are not only like just meeting the need, but are doing it through trusted relationships with real people who are out there in the community, who know folks, know where they're at, know what's actually going to help. And so tell folks a little bit about Maine Community Integration, or sometimes MCI, for those of us who just like let it roll off. Yep. I'm trying not to be acronym queen today. So tell folks a little bit about MCI and what you guys do.
Integration was founded by Fosia Musa in 2014.
Shout out to Fosia.
She's an OG, we love her.
Yeah, same.
So it originally started off as a nonprofit that did fundraising, and then in 2018 she became the first woman ED to take over.
Mm-hmm.
So very proud of her for
yes,
that.
Yes, girl.
Yeah. And they predominantly serve the underserved community in Lewiston, mostly like African immigrant and youth and stuff like that. Then we just expanded a few years ago into doing our ecology program for eco-STEM learning. So we did a partnership with Maine Audubon where a lot of the kids got to go outside, and that's like a biology thing, right?
Yeah.
There was one year that I was gone.
Oh, well, yeah. So. Thanks for coming back. Yeah. For folks who can't see, Shadia is on the younger side, and so many of our youth leave and don't come back. So, like, way to return.
Yeah,
it's okay that you missed a year.
Fun. But it was the most fun year that I heard, though. Like, Ashley was there. Like, I didn't get to see a lot of it.
There's been some fun times.
Yeah.
Ashley, I feel like you've been all along with MCI. I mean, like,
yeah,
I feel
for
like
the past like 3 years or so, yeah, I've been with Maine Community Integration, but my kids were in the program, and both of my kids, and they absolutely loved it. And I was able to be a part of some of the parent programs that they do, and we still do.
Yeah.
And so that's been really cool. And I was like, you know what? I want to work for that organization because they do such meaningful work, and yeah, it just feels amazing to be able to give back to the community, and especially like get youth involved in the community and giving back to their community, which is something that they look forward to doing all the time. So stuff like this is really, really meaningful. It just gets us really excited.
One of the things that I love, I mean, you certainly serve multiple generations, mm-hmm, but like your programming and the way that you do that is really built around youth specifically.
Yes.
And so that translates to many things, but my favorite thing about that is you guys have the freshest social media.
Thank you.
You guys, shout out.
My mom is, Fosia.
Your mom is,
like,
she's such a badass. Yeah. She is not scared to, like, push the limits and, like, integrate music into the, like, she was doing videos before a lot of other nonprofits were like, oh, maybe I should put out a reel. Mm-hmm. She's been at it all along, and
that is the best thing she'll ever hear. Like, if she was here, she'd be
you're going to play this for her. You're going to play this for her, and she's going to text me later, and I look forward to that moment. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You guys do. You guys have the, in part because you are working with youth to produce some of that. You guys do incredible activities and programs that are, like, you're fun.
Yeah.
I would say, I would hate to say rare, but I would say it is unusual for folks to do the work that you do and have it be fun all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's just inherent kind of core value, I swear, with the way that you guys operate.
Yeah, for sure. This Thanksgiving, we were actually in the park at Kennedy Park, and we were feeding the underserved, and it was amazing. They were really excited. They talk about it. At the beginning, they're like, I can't wait till Thanksgiving. The day came, and they were just so excited to be there, and they talk about it. It makes them feel good, you know?
Yeah.
And they like to let people know that people do care, and youth do care, you know? Yeah. So
that's the, I mean, I... Youth get a bad rap, right?
They
do, and I've got, I'm contributing to the youth population on my own in significant numbers. I've got these four boys. I've been through the youth stages, and like the reality is I think youth often get overlooked and they get underestimated. And you guys do a lot to empower youth, mm-hmm. and the lasting nature and ripple effect of that work that you do, like. You can't even begin to imagine what that's going to mean 5 years from now or 10 years from now. And I like that's a, we talked earlier a little bit about like working with people and doing direct service right now. And there's some kind of false option of like, do we do direct service work or like, do we aim for systems, you know, system solutions and root cause solutions? And like, yes, both. And I think you guys do.
We try to cover it all.
You really do an incredible job. And again, your youth come to your programs and they don't feel like they've been programmed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like they talk about it and they have fun doing it and it brings meaning to their life. And, you know, shout out to that. I love that.
So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, so if people want to connect, youth or parents want to find out a little bit more about it, what's the best way to learn more about Maine Community Integration?
Definitely check out our LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Our Facebook is pretty vibrant too. You could also go on our website. We do have a new website and you can call and book an office tour. You can come visit.
We will volunteer. Feed you.
Yeah. So do you need volunteers?
Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. We do a lot of nature work, environmental work and things like that. We have helped organize events and things like that. So we're always looking for people to come hang out with us.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, there is a bird watching population who just found their niche and is super excited.
Oh, a lot of our youth did a bunch of bird watching over the summer too in Thorncrag. They loved it.
And we planted 40 trees in the Lewiston Auburn tree nursery.
Really?
Yeah, so that was really exciting. And the girls it's cool because they're like, the tree is planted and they're going to grow. Every year they're going to grow and we're going to grow. And those trees will go back into the community. So
I just like, I'm a gardener and I think nothing expresses like the like core meaning of hope.
Yeah.
More than planting something.
Yes.
Because like just by surely planting something, you believe there's gonna be a tomorrow, you believe there's gonna be a longer term after that. The notion of planting a tree and thinking that you will someday sit underneath the same tree.
It's really cool.
Is a commitment to your future as well as it is the tree's future. And I
your
love.
Garden is beautiful, by the way.
Aww,
I love it.
Thank you.
I love looking at pictures.
Anytime. And I will give a garden tour anytime, but you should know you signed up for like the most meme garden tour.
I
introduce you to my plants by name. Hollyhock is Holly, for example. Holly's sassy. She leans a little in the late summer. So if you ever want one, be my absolute pleasure. I, in turn, will absolutely come see your nursery and your 40 planted trees. I love that.
Tell folks
a little bit about what you thought when you came in today.
Well,
how did we do?
I just walked in amazed. Every year it's amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it's always important, but especially with what's going on in the current climate.
There's just a lot of extra good this year.
It just gives you so much hope, and it just reminds you that there is so much good out there still. And community, it takes a village, right? And it's just beautiful to see everybody coming together and giving back to their community.
Aww. Yeah. No, I definitely agree, especially looking over at the board that you guys have with all the logos on it. I've worked at least four of those places.
So
I see them come back and like help fund, especially because a lot of the community, again, we serve, they don't really get to have access to like toys and stuff like that.
Yes.
Even like myself when I was younger, I was like a recipient of the Giving Tree.
Yeah.
I never knew where it came from. I was like, oh, I get these little books every year. It's so fun. So seeing the tables out now, it's like a full circle moment.
Aww. And that was my thought too, actually, when I walked in and, you know, I was a single mom and, you know, struggling for a very long time. So moments like this, when people gave donations, it just made Christmas that more special, especially when I couldn't afford it. So.
Well, and it's like, there's all of the things of what you can't afford and how you try to figure out what you can't afford, but like as a parent there's also this underlying level of stress and shame and guilt that comes along with that, and just to like remove some of that, so like you as a parent can enjoy the holiday, yes, so that you can see the joy on your kids'
exactly
face. And like we do a little bit extra. We try to get some good lotions and some good candles and some like nice socks for moms. And
yeah,
like, cause it's a whole, like the whole family experiences it. And yeah, every time we work with families, like the parents put the kids and the kids' needs on the list. And then we always have to go back and be like, so what about you?
Yeah.
What can we put on the list for you?
And it's a real yeah thing, because I remember like when my kids were younger and they'd open gifts and, you know, I wouldn't have anything. They're like, well, what about you, Mom? And I'm like, oh, it's okay, Santa, this is about you, you know?
So the year that my kids were yeah like, were you naughty? Santa didn't bring you
were
anything.
You naughty? What
like they were young, right? Like they were young. And I was like, oh, crap, I have to think differently about how Santa
yeah
doesn't make me naughty. And that, yeah, because like they all like, oh, they like did the mental math and they were
yep
like, Mom,
like what's going on
what
here?
Did you do? There's nothing for you on the, I, you didn't get a stocking. Like I was,
oh,
yeah, that was a tough one too. Anyway, I thought about the holidays differently.
Yeah. Yep.
No,
yeah,
I've been good boys, I swear.
You guys
sounds like the
everyone
kids know you pretty well.
You know me. I will say retelling that story when they're older is like, they're like, actually, Mom, actually. No, it's real. It's real.
Yep.
Any thoughts or
well,
things?
They answered all my questions, and thank you for doing that. But I just wanted to tell our listeners that they were extremely nervous when they sat down.
You wouldn't know it, right?
And they nailed it.
I know.
Thank you.
See?
Great
just
job.
It's just a conversation, right?
Yeah. Well, it helps we have two amazing people, you know, have a conversation with. So very grateful
thank
to
you
be here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And thank you guys for thinking about the pets.
Yeah, the pets.
Oh,
I love that. Yep.
Listen, I'm going to shout her out so many times in this episode. Our listeners are going to think it's redundant, but Dawn Coolish is our operations manager. Also her own little Dr. Doolittle. She's like an adopter, rescuer of all of the things. And she has been advocating for, some across the office might call it nagging, I don't know, over the last couple of years, for us to start to integrate pets into this program.
That's awesome.
And every time, like, she's the quickest to pick up the bag of dog food at the pickup spots, and she lives for it and loves it, and I'm so grateful. Yeah, shout out to Dawn. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the evening, and
thank
that you and all of the folks you work with have a happy holiday.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Lean right in.
Okay.
If you're, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And then you can forget about it, I promise.
Okay.
So I'm joined by Natasha Turcotte.
Yeah.
She's with the Lewiston Public Schools, and I think people might be surprised that the Lewiston Public Schools partners with us on Stuff the Bus. And so tell us a little bit about, like, what that looks like. The school system does so much. So tell us a little bit about your niche and the space that you work in.
Yeah, so I am a district social worker. So I am considered the district parent and family engagement coordinator. And so what that means is I am the McKinney-Vento liaison.
Mm-hmm.
So McKinney-Vento Act is to help and protect all students that are living in transitional living. So any students that are identified as McKinney-Vento are living in hotels, motels, doubled up with other friends and family, living in cars, vehicles. And so all those students are in, you know, those families are going through some tough times, and those families are lacking a lot of basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
So we run the Student Resource Center is to help support those students. And we have laundry facilities there. We have showers. We have clothing donations. Food,
is
hygiene.
That at one of the schools?
Yes. So we are in the Longley School. We're in the basement of Longley.
Gotcha. But you serve kiddos throughout the whole school system?
The whole entire district. So
all ages.
Pre-K to 12th grade. I even supported the ones that have graduated that don't want to leave.
Yeah.
And they still come back and visit. So
I
we support
that.
All students and the whole family too. So even though if there might be, you know, a younger child that's not in school yet but needs some clothes, they can come shop. The babies can come shop. You know, the moms can shop the babies, and we'll support the whole family with their basic needs.
See, that's amazing. We often talk about public schools, and we talk about education, and we talk about, you know, what teachers do and what they're doing that they didn't used to do before. I think a lot of folks would be surprised that our schools have social workers.
Yeah.
And that part of the way a kiddo has a successful academic outcome
mm-hmm.
is because the other parts that can be super stressful, where's my next meal going to come from?
Yep.
I'm not sure where I'm staying tonight.
Yep.
I don't have clothes and I just outgrew mine, which kids, I can tell you, do all the time.
Yep.
That there's somebody like you helping support them in those moments. And that's how they can show up to learn.
So I always preach about the Maslow's before Bloom, and yeah, we can't get them to focus in on their education and in class without their basic needs met. So when students are sleeping in hotels, motels, you know, I have, you know, families, and it's like the motel only has one bed and there's six people in that one room. Yeah. So where are these all kids sleeping? And then what time are they getting to bed at? And then even if I set up, like, I'll work on setting up transportation, but we set up transportation and like the fact that they're going to get up all together, get ready, and then get out the door for even to meet that transportation need. And then they're all over the state of Maine. So I work with kids that also come to, we have New Beginnings in Lewiston. And so
Zach was just on.
Yeah, yeah. So we work closely with them. So when students come from all around the state, they come in, you know, they might be residing in Lewiston at New Beginnings, these students. And so I'm also supporting them to get them to, say, Oxford Hills or Auburn or Lisbon or wherever their school of origin is. So we work together with other districts in the state of Maine to figure out what is the best interest for these students. So we do have a lot of students that we are supporting that aren't even our students. They are, you know, of all these other towns. And so I have up to an hour of drive that we're transporting kids because that is the best interest. And if they are temporarily staying in a shelter or motel or hotel, then it is a distance away. Like, the best interest is not to register them for the new school if they're only going to be there for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It's to get them transportation, to get them to stay in Lewiston and support them. We are contracted through Community Concepts, too, right now. We have a housing navigator.
They also were just on.
Yeah, so they are amazing.
I love all this, right?
So it's very intertwined. We are very well immersed in the community. So Community Concepts, our housing navigator, we have that grant that covers that partnership, and she's only working with all of our Lewiston Public School students. So we send referrals directly to her. She's helping with putting the electricity back on. We've had families with generators outside for a month. We have families with no running water. We have no families that are getting evicted because they can't pay their last month's rent. And so we're able to keep families in homes. And then she's also helped to put a deposit down so we can keep, you know, get a family into a home. So it's really preventing homelessness as well. Like, we're trying to keep them. If they're in a home, we don't want to get to the worst, you know, position and then end up homeless. So
we literally just heard from MCI, and part of what they were talking about is the way that it takes a village. And I think everything you've said is such a good example of the village and the village that we are in, in Lewiston, Auburn, in this region, and the way folks come together.
Yes.
So when you walked in, I mean, I know you just arrived and you've had a full day and some slippery travel. It's snowing outside, which is both beautiful and a little slick as we're recording today. Tell me what you saw when you got to your table.
Oh my gosh, I just was so excited. I've been doing this for quite some time now because I did work through Community Concepts through the Advocates for Children's program before. And so this has always been something I loved. And it was like, how can I keep incorporating this for all those kids that they get missed, you know, that aren't in different programs? There are kids that get missed. And parents also, like, are unaccompanied that, you know, our unaccompanied youth that don't have the parents to sign them up for different things. So walking in here, I'm always so excited. I used to do it back when it was like the supermarket sweep style.
Yeah. We've had a couple throwback conversations.
That was, you know.
I really appreciate the way we're doing it now, right?
It was fun and also very stressful.
Yeah.
And so it was like, it's nice now because it's like a calming, and you walk in and then you always like, I'm like, where's our table? Like, so, and then looking, and it's just like, as soon as I looked at all the stuff, it was like, okay, just names were running through my mind of like what kids could like had wish list items that have mentioned things, and like parents have like sent me items, like, so it was amazing, and I appreciate this event so much, and it's one of my favorite parts of the year.
I love that your history is that long with this event and that you still love it. Thank you for that. It's this year was a record year for our community and the impact that they've been able to have. And even our staff, as we were like stuffing the bus yesterday, and we worked with the Maniacs who came and helped us unstuff the bus this morning. So we set up like essentially a hockey team fire brigade line in and just passed items along. And like, there's a number of points yesterday where it just like caught in my throat. Like, it's just so amazing. And so We're super excited.
How can we better support your mission?
I think, like, really the connection of the community partners and, like, just this, just, like I just saw people that I worked with, you know what I mean? And it was, like, they didn't even know about our program. So it's, like, this, these events that you guys put on and just that communication and just connecting us all together is already doing great. So just keeping this going and just keeping these partners going, because now, like, I haven't seen those Advocates for Children, you know, like, the Community Concepts staff in for a while. And they're like, they didn't even know what I was doing and what I was, you know, what students I can serve and how I can help families. So that connection right there. So hopefully that will help some more students and families. So
let's say it's after the holiday season and somebody is just getting around to listening to this episode and they say, oh, my gosh, we want to help all of the folks that Natasha works with. What's the best way for them to connect with you or support you?
So we do have at the Student Resource Center, we're located at 145 Birch Street. We're in the lower parking lot. We have a donation bin, so we're always accepting donations. Anything, like going through your closets after, you know, the new year and you're cleaning those out. Like,
right, so after
clothes,
the holidays, yes, when you get the new coats,
kids clothes,
and the new gloves,
yes,
donate the other stuff.
All the old stuff that does not fit you and your children. We take all sizes, you know, men's, women's clothes,
boots,
blankets, sheets, household items, kitchenware, because when we do move in a family into an apartment, we get them, you know, silverware and plates. So anything, and if you're questionable, like, just donate it. We have a blue donation bin, kind of like the Salvation Army. So we have one of those in a little parking lot. We're open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. We accept all donations and we'll find a home for it.
Right across from the Colossae.
Yes. Yep.
For folks who might not know where Birch Street is and just kind of like wander to their hockey events.
Yeah.
Right across from the Colossae. Go in and support. Natasha, thank you for all that you do. I know how important it is to the people that you work with. I know it firsthand, and so I just appreciate it. And thanks for being here tonight. I hope you get to mix and mingle with all kinds of fun folks that you haven't seen in a minute.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
We're here with Katie Lisnick. She's the executive director of the Greater Androscoggin Humane Society and is our sole pet exclusive organization this year and partner
goodness.
For Stuff the Bus.
Wow.
We're meeting a couple of pet needs through a couple of like wish list specific, but everything on your table is specific to you and all of the multi-size, multi-breed, multi-type pets that you serve.
That is amazing.
Happy Stuff the Bus, ma'am.
Thank you so much. It is. I was talking to the staff today, reminding them that this was happening tonight and how amazing it is that pets are included.
Thanks.
You know, that they're thought of
Dawn,
just as, you know, they're part of the family.
Dawn has been advocating for pet inclusion for years. In the last 2-3 years, we've been able...
Yeah, I think it's been three.
Yeah. We've been able to... And that makes sense. She wore us down after a year. That totally checks out. we love it. And, you know, so what a lot of folks might not know is, you know, all of these items in here, and, like, go check out our Facebook page at the LA Metro Chamber one so you can see what we're talking about as you listen to this later. But we load the bus. Dawn is, like, just... you know, very meticulously keeping track of things that are coming in and which wish list have. And then we send our chamber elves out with funds that were donated to shop with. And so last night there's four folks on our team at Walmart meeting any needs, and Dawn takes your list and goes to the pet. She's the dedicated. She's not that kind. That one's not as healthy. No.
Right.
No, don't forget the blankets. See, across the room is Justin, who was one of our shopping elves last night. And I wasn't even there, and I nailed all of that, didn't I? Year after year, she's she's fighting the good fight on your behalf.
That's amazing.
Late at night in a local Walmart.
and dressed very festively, I might
always
add. I saw the photos.
Thank you.
They looked great.
Yeah, we have an incredible team. And I spent, I think, 9 hours in antlers yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
So tell people a little bit about what you do, who you serve.
Sure. So Greater Androscoggin Humane Society is a humane society, which is at our core an animal shelter for homeless pets. So we receive animals through stray contracts with 12 municipalities in this area, as well as owner surrenders for any number of reasons.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, they're moving and can't take their animal. change in lifestyle, the animal's just not a good fit for their family, whatever it may be, where there is a resource. And then other things that are not so happy to talk about, like cruelty and neglect cases and abandonment and things that happen where that safety net for those animals that need a place to go. Additionally, we also supply a whole host of different organizations and families that are just struggling to make ends meet and want to keep their animals.
Because if you can keep your animal in your home, keep that's better for everybody.
Absolutely. We don't want to break that bond. Right. We don't want to separate that animal because then we have to find another family to take them on. It's better all around to keep that pet where it's loved and where it's truly a family member. We want to help support that. And Stuff the Bus helps us do that.
Aww.
Absolutely.
We love it. So I get the pleasure of looking at your list and knowing what it looks like. But tell folks some of what you need and ask for. And I'm sure that it's not just around the holidays.
It's year-round.
Yeah.
Year-round. Our needs change a little bit depending on the season.
Yeah.
But always dog and cat food.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes,
dry and wet.
If people ask, I say, give us cat food because we always run out of that too.
Yeah,
where we serve typically about three to one cats versus dogs.
Wow.
Yep, we definitely cats outnumber in terms of pet food pantry.
Reproductive rate, or is this a final vote that cats are the preferred animal?
Cats are Maine and Vermont vie for the most cat owning state in the country.
I was hoping you'd pull that statistic forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cat lovers in Maine, folks.
Yes. Yep.
So
hey, they're
always
warm
a good time
in the winter.
For cat food.
Always a good time for cat food. Kitten food in the spring.
Yeah.
Is really important.
Oh, mm-hmm. I never really thought about the seasonality
of that. We're getting that seasonality of kittens arriving, and we still have kittens in foster care right now.
Sure.
So kitten food, we'll use it anytime, but we really see that need in the spring.
Huh.
But then things like bleach and laundry detergent and
Blankets. That was one that surprised me, but
absolutely.
I mean, makes sense, right?
It does. I mean, every animal gets a blanket to sleep on as a soft place. And especially for the dogs, sometimes they have a little fun and they destroy their blanket.
That makes
sense. So we're constantly throwing out damaged blankets and needing fresh ones to keep them comfortable.
Yeah. The bleach makes total sense too.
Bleach.
We've got a couple like bottles of bleach and some spray bleach over there.
Yeah.
Some toys.
Always toys.
When you've got that many pets in one building, they need some enrichment always called it. I'm like, just play with them. He's like, Mom, it's called enrichment. They need enrichment activities.
Yes. We use treats. We use toys. We use creative things. People will donate their old toilet paper rolls and we'll stuff them with newspaper and treats. So the cats have to work to get their treat. Because we also want to make sure they're not putting on weight while they're at the shelter because they're getting less exercise. So we do lots of creative enrichment. So all of that we can put to use.
Folks can bring items right to you on Strawberry Ave?
Absolutely. We take donations whenever we're open. And then if we're not open, we do have a donation bin outside. If folks feel comfortable leaving something or just wait until we're open and bring it in so we can say a big thank you too.
What if somebody grew up in this area, they're avid listeners of the podcast, but they're listening in Vermont? Can they go to your website and make a donation? Is cash always welcome?
Cash is always welcome. For little things like keeping the lights on or fixing the heating system.
That's important.
especially with these cold temperatures.
Yeah.
It shows you where your flaws are in your HVAC system.
Those HVAC systems are hard to keep up with.
They're very difficult, and the bills are very large when you need to fix those. So having those cash donations, that's what is going. It's not going to fluff. It's going to keeping that shelter functioning to be a safe place for the thousands of animals that need it.
Visit your website for that?
Yep, gahumane.org, and there's a give tab. Different ways to make donations. There's information about upcoming events, and you can see all of the adoptable animals.
Which is just fun to scroll
in
general.
It is fun.
Really? Like, if you need a pick me up, just go check out their. Even if it was like a subscriber pay, like I just every time I scroll, I'm gonna donate a dollar.
Yep. You can dream. You go like, what would they be like if I had that cat? What about that dog?
I like to think of it as ammunition to get your partner to consider a second pet.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's listening,
it works. By the way.
You know firsthand, don't you?
I do.
I think I ended up with a cat for this reason, actually, right from the Greater Androscoggin Humane Society. Mark, anything you want to ask or just spread love on Katie and all her work?
Yeah, I've known Katie for years and worked with her for years, and you know I'm a big fan of yours and everyone at the shelter and the great work that you do. Can you just touch on some volunteer opportunities that folks may not be aware of?
Absolutely. We utilize volunteers for all sorts of different things, helping with cleaning, animal care, enrichment in the afternoons, just giving snuggle time for animals, and then
Sorry. Snuggling is a volunteer opportunity.
You can come in.
You were the only person I'm going to interview today. And what a great opportunity.
It's amazing. It absolutely is. But then there's things, if you're a people person, you know, help us out with events. Offsite adoption events, fundraising events, just fun things. We have, you know, things like puppy yoga and all kinds of different things like that.
Puppy yoga.
You can help with those. And then one other subset of our volunteers, which are so important, are our foster families. So they actually take animals into their home and provide care for whatever reason. Maybe it's kittens that are too young for adoption, or an animal that's recovering from a surgery, or needs a little time to get over a cold. Whatever it may be, foster care and foster families allow us to help far more animals than we could with just our facility alone.
Yeah. We were actually talking to Grace from Safe Voices, who is mid-fostering, and said she's not going to post photos until he's adoptable.
Okay.
Just so you know, your volunteer training and foster training,
she's killing it.
She's killing it.
That is amazing.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much for all you do. I've lived here for a long time and have been grateful at so many different points in my life for what you've done for me and my family and to grow my family, but also what I have seen you do for really important, really hard moments of need for other families. It's just so get out there and support. Be a snuggle volunteer.
Yes,
donate
absolutely.
Some cats.
Yes, adopt if you have the capacity to do that. These animals all need loving homes.
Yeah, you won't regret it.
Oh, you won't.
No.
You might in some moments.
question your own sanity.
Question, but you won't regret it because they give so much.
They always do. They always do. Katie, thank you so much for being here tonight. I hope you have a blast.
Awesome.
And when you need help with those 50-pound bags of dog food that's over there, you just ask and we'll send a volunteer your way.
I'll be calling for help.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, I really appreciate it. All right. So I'm joined by two incredible people from Promise Early Education Center. It's our local Head Start program here in Androscoggin County. I'm a proud Head Start parent. My life would not be anywhere near what it is if I hadn't had the security and affordability of childcare that allowed me to start to work during the daytime and to end up pursuing my education and a career. And so I am already in love with all things Head Start and with Promise Early Education. I'm a former board member. So can you guys introduce yourselves and a little bit about what you do at Promise?
Sure. My name is Christine Ward-Dulac. I'm a family service manager. I've been with Promise for 25 years now. Absolutely love it. I think our mission is to be there for the children and the families. I'm going to go ahead and introduce my...
Yeah,
Marie.
And I'm Marie Fontaine. I'm a family service advocate, so my job is directly with families. I go into homes. I talk to families. I assess where they're at around their basic needs, and then we go further. Once those kinds of things are taken care of, we go further with education, employment,
just a little extra love
back to
being
school.
Delivered in the room.
And I started with Head Start. I've been doing this kind of work for over 50 years, but I started with Head Start about 20 years ago. I left it for a while, and I've come back, and now I've been there 13 years.
So I think so many people think Head Start is like childcare.
No.
And I just, every time somebody says that to me, I like chuckle, and then I make them settle in for what might sound like a little bit of a preachy conversation, but you, as you described, you really are meeting families where they're at. Mm-hmm. It is not just about the kiddo. It's about the parents or caregivers, because I don't think a lot of people realize there's a lot of grandparents raising kids these days. And so when you think about kind of the caregiver, the household needs, and what they need, it is not, I mean, you guys are working on academic outcomes and social emotional outcomes. Mm-hmm. You help parents identify goals and achieve them. One of my favorite things that you guys do and did for me and my family, it's so hard, right? Like sometimes it's just so hard day to day. And particularly, I mean, I was working, I think, two different jobs when, and still qualifying for Head Start when my kids were young. And part of what is really, like, anyone knows this, you guys help people find medical homes and dental homes. Right. And if you've ever had to navigate being a new patient or a new community member somewhere and try to find your own doctor or dentist, it is incredibly challenging. And oftentimes people who are working during the day aren't available during the day to call all those places. And so, like, the support that you give families is absolutely incredible. And I love everything about it.
And I think on top of that, you know, we hear that experience, but so many of our families don't even speak English. Mm-hmm. So to try to navigate the phone lines, the AI pieces, those robocalls, to be able to get to speak to who they need to speak to.
Yeah.
So we have translators that we work with, and we're able to help navigate those medical appointments. And it, you know, the things that we don't think about is, for new Mainers that aren't familiar with this, we can say, call an Uber, or we'll set up a ride with Main Care. But how scary is that for somebody who doesn't know English to get in the vehicle to hope that they're going to get to where they want? So we can accompany parents to doctor's visits and help them to support them and remind them when those appointments are coming up. And
that's
that they
amazing
need to be there. We have a little boy that had just started in their program that needs full restorative dental at the age of 3. And she was not able to navigate that prior to coming with us. And so we were able to make that happen. And he's lined up for the surgery so that he can enjoy eating and talking and all those wonderful things.
That's amazing.
But we do, I promise, we really wrap around our services around the whole entire child and family. So the children are getting top-notch, age-appropriate education in the classroom. We have our highest quality materials and trained staff, degreed teachers. Absolutely.
So almost 50 years of combined experience between you two. A lot of changes in Head Start, the way communities work, the way our community has changed in the last 20 plus years that you've both been there. What is your favorite thing about Promise today that you do or that you get to see, or what is it that you love the most about where it's at today?
I have to go with two.
Go ahead. We'll let you cheat.
All right. Thank you. So I have to say, I love the diversity of our family.
Yeah.
I love to be able to, with a translator, communicate and find out about parents' home languages, their cultures, their education, their hopes and their dreams going forward. I find that fascinating. And I love our ethnic families, and just their customs and their families are so beautiful.
Yeah.
And let's not even talk about their food, because they're amazing.
Also that, and they're so good. So many people are so good about sharing their cultural foods and traditions.
Yes.
What a gift.
It just brings so much to be able to do that. And I love engaging with those families.
What was your number two? And then you can have two too, I promise.
I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
Good for the goose. You had a second?
My second would be the community. Because this year especially has been hard for families.
Yeah.
And I have seen the community, entire community. And then, listeners, you should see this room. There's so much love in this room with the gifts and clothing and these basic essentials. But I love the way our community has stepped up to support our families, and without even asking, they see the need and they understand the needs of our families, and they just come forth, and it's beautiful.
Gives me goosebumps.
Yes,
goosebumpy right now. This is a record year for the Stuff the Best program. It is also a year with new and I think even more needs for so many in our community. And what our community did to respond to that need this year, I've been a big puddle of goo since yesterday at 8:30. A little bit lovey and a little bit emotional, and it's probably not going to get any better between now and the end of the night. And so you get two as well. What are your two? Well,
I have the one that I think is for me makes me come back every day is the fact that you can do just a little something, which creates a whole story for a family.
Yeah.
You know, I have families that, you know, they ask for one little thing, I began it, and now they come back and tell me how many steps they did without me.
Yeah.
They did on their own,
yeah.
Which is, you know, that's what we want. We want them to become independent. We want them to be able to do things on their own, think things through, fail, but then say, okay, I can still come back and do this again. And I found that with several families. I can tell you stories that, for me, blew my mind by doing one little thing that really created a change in their family. You know,
that has
really
been
nice.
A theme tonight, just so you know, in the conversations that we've been having. I think people often think about, like, giving, quote, I'm using air quotes, my listeners, but, you know, giving to the needy, or, you know, supporting a specific cause, and I just don't think enough people understand how that one time, one intervention unlocks confidence or the ability to get a certificate or get a job and to be really self-sustaining. There's just these moments in life where the right person or the right intervention can literally change the trajectory for us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think this room is filled. Our partners that we work with, that's what they do. And I just, when folks contribute to this organization, these partners that we partner with, that's what that contribution is doing. It extends so much further than just tonight or this holiday season. And so I love that you lifted that one up.
Yeah. And the other thing is I just have to commend our staff. I think we have a great staff that really are invested in what they're doing each day. They come and they do their best in front of these kids. And they, like you said, they do provide them with a curriculum that you don't see anywhere else.
No, you really don't.
You don't.
It really doesn't exist.
No.
It's funny because something that is like a core to your program, my youngest was part of a pilot program of before it got fully adopted, and it was the OWL, the Open Up the World of Learning program, and I just pulled that from 15 years ago, ma'am, so I really, good job us. It really, like, we saw that have extended benefits in his schooling for him, and so I just, it's so much more than childcare that you guys do. It's just this whole wraparound approach, and it is about empowering families, and I absolutely love it.
Everybody wants to succeed.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to succeed, to better their lives, to reach their next goal. But some people just don't believe they can.
Yeah.
And some people just don't know how. So that's where we come in to partner with the parents to really find out those needs and break down those barriers and then be there to give them the biggest high five and hug when they do succeed.
So I was waiting tables 5 nights a week when my name got called on the list, and I was able to put my 4-year-olds into the
I just get goosebumps going back that far.
Well, that's the thing, is it was that long ago for me, and a teacher in the classroom told Estelle Rubenstein, who was the executive director at the time, like, you should talk to her about Policy Council. And Policy Council is its own kind of board of directors. There's this really interesting governance model that Head Start uses. And so, like, somebody saw something in me that I did not see in myself at that point in my life. And I got asked to serve on Policy Council. And, you know, a couple of years later, I was chair of Policy Council, and it brought me to serving on the board. And I start to make professional connections. I started to see my potential. I saw myself through the eyes of Estelle. and through my classroom teacher for my kiddo. And I 100% would not be doing what I'm doing today if I hadn't had somebody say, hey, I think you should try this. I believe you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about like self-sufficiency, and you know, we use this language of moving people out of poverty, and I just don't think people realize that like it is often a relationship. Somebody actually believing in you at a time that you don't have it in you, that the world has told you you can't, that you won't, they've thrown up barriers. Somebody says, I think you can do this, and I'd love to be part of trying.
And I know you can do this.
Yeah,
not even I think.
That you know.
I know you can do this, and if you worry about it, then I will be right there beside you, and we'll walk through it together.
Yeah, it's just, it's truly transformative. And I tell anyone who listens that I'm a Head Start parent, and I'm absolutely proud of it. I think when people think about who that program serves, I don't think I'm what comes to mind, and I'm on a one-woman mission to change that. There are so many really incredibly successful people right now who went through a hard moment, and you know, the people and teachers and advocates in Promise are like a really key intervention point for so many people, and the story you get to tell about that success can take a generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 4 amazing children now, and 3 of them who were Head Start kids that live and show that every day.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so
cute.
Love you guys and what you do. And yeah.
I never get tired of hearing that story.
I never get tired of telling it, so I'm glad that you don't get tired of hearing it, because you will probably hear it at some other point in my life. I would say for our listeners who are like loving what they're hearing about this kind of goal-focused, whole family approach, how might they engage with Promise, and what kind of support would be most helpful to the work that you do?
Sure. So let me back up and tell you a little bit about what we do and who we serve. So we serve 225 children within the Androscoggin County. Most of our centers are in Lewiston and Auburn. We have a couple different varieties of programs. We have half-day programs, which are free for income-eligible parents. And we have full-day programs, which do have a fee. We work with families that have subsidies to help make that reasonable for them. We serve children 6 weeks to kindergarten age, so different varieties of classrooms.
Yeah.
And you can, if you're interested in signing your kids up or want more information, you can go on our website at promiseearlyeducation.org. And you can also call us at our enrollment number, which is 795-4040. We would love to talk to you. If you're not sure, give us a call. If you want to come see what we look like, we'll give you a tour. We'd love to show off what we do.
Would that be the same website somebody would go to if they wanted to find out how to support or donate to your program?
Absolutely. We do have a donate link up on the top right side of that page. And also, if you're interested in employment, we have an employment link on there as well.
Oh, great. Are there volunteer opportunities, or is donating funds maybe the best way to go about supporting you?
I think donating funds is the most helpful.
Yeah.
All of our staff have had background checks and things like that. So before we can accept a volunteer into our program, into children's classrooms, we need to make sure that those background checks are clear. So that's a little bit of a process.
Yeah. So winter coats, boots, shoes in the off season, diapers.
Yes.
Gloves right now is a big one. Not the mittens, because we like to really keep kids dry outside, but definitely gloves as well. We also run a food pantry with the support of Good Shepherd,
a food bank
for our families. So twice a month, and we go down, we have food delivered to them, and we set up our food pantry style at all of our classrooms. So it's a rack. It's not here's a bag of food we think you might like to eat today. But it's, you choose what your family likes and what your family...
That's incredible.
Choose. So lots of fresh fruits, vegetables, frozen meats, hamburger, ground meat, things like
that's
that.
That's amazing.
So especially with, the challenges with SNAP and benefits lately, our food pantry carts are empty at the end of every food pantry.
That makes sense. Mark, anything you want to add, ask?
Nothing to ask, just gratitude.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing the work that you're doing and for being such valued members of our community.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. And I can throw that sentiment right back to you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
This event is wonderful.
Thank you. We're so, so proud of all the way the folks come together and the way they give and the... In the same way that you have amazing stories of different people and the like opportunities that you give and what that means to folks, I get to have incredible conversations with business owners and employees at 37 different businesses who contributed and partnered this year. And the joy that they find, and some competition. There is some competitive work sites out there. The joy that this brings for people who are privileged enough to give and to know that they're giving in a way that's like helpful and asked for and is going to go to organizations that are like real people who have real relationships with real people who will benefit from it. It means a lot to them too. And I also love it. I know. Go. You guys have a fun table. Go squish the squishy table. Things. And
I have to go touch all
push the buttons
all the stuff
and make things light up and make sure those go home with families and don't stay in the classroom.
We have to try and pilot everything in our office before it goes out just to make sure.
Quality testing is a very our businesses would say the same thing, that most of these toys didn't come pre-tested by my staff and theirs. Have a great night, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I'm joined by Crystal Parrott with the YWCA, and she's got Melissa Jackson with us, who might or might not talk, but she's gonna get so comfortable, she's just gonna not be able to hold back. You watch.
I'm gonna keep her mic on just in case.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Just in case.
Or you listen, I suppose, if I was to amend for the format. Just listen. Stand by.
Right.
So YWCA doing incredible work all of the time. Yeah. So YWCA, like my kids went to the Y, and I was working in the basement at Healthy Underscoggin a million years ago.
A rental
when
space.
When it was there. Yes. And so you guys have just, the way your programs have expanded, and I think there's so much, like the empowering part, I have seen that just reach absolute new levels with the work that you guys have been doing over the last couple years.
It's our goal is to eliminate racism and empower women.
You do it incredibly. So tell folks a little bit about what you do. We can't be all here at night, and you guys do a ton.
Yes, we do. We're actually a community building, so there's all sorts of programming in our building, from health and wellness, childcare. We actually do fingerprinting now, so if you need to get fingerprints, we got that taken care of. Miss Melissa does a great job with taking care of our building, making sure it looks beautiful, because if you have been in there recently, it's absolutely gorgeous.
So I just got a full tour, and I know that I've been in more recently than since my kids were there, but I think it's burned in my head about what it looked like then.
Yes.
It is beautiful, and you're putting in all these incredible tech access stations, too. When I came in, they were like in progress, and so...
Yeah, we're in the beginning stages of our connectivity hub, which hopefully will be up and running by next August.
It's amazing what you guys have done. Go on beyond the facility. Sorry, I didn't mean to...
The building is great.
So, it really is.
We also do a ton of work in aquatics with swim lessons, helping women, men, children swim.
So what lots of people think of is the pool.
Yes.
And your pool programming. I don't think they think about men so much. And there's so many people who access your building and your services now that don't necessarily fit the W in the YWCA, and they don't need to.
A lot of them don't know that. So the YWCA isn't just for women.
Right.
It's for anyone who is a human.
That is exactly the right qualifier in my book. So when I went in, the kitchen expansion and the programming you do for food, talk about that for a minute.
So Jen Irwin is our food manager, or nutritious and food manager.
Director of Nutrition Services.
Thank you, Melissa.
I stay with titles.
She's the lady who somehow meets both nutritional goals and things kids like to eat.
Yes.
The Venn diagram of which is like a pinhole between the two of those.
Yes, and us adults like to bang on her door when all the kids are done and be like,
it's pizza day. Can we have a slice?
Can we have a little bit of that?
So she takes very good care of
Aww,
us.
Mm-hmm. She's incredible. And she's been with you guys for a really long time, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of your staff has. And I think that speaks so highly to what type of place it is to work at and the kind of values and care that you give to the people who are in your building, members, folks who are joining from the public, or your staff.
Yep. I actually happen to run the child care part of the building.
Which is like, oh, by the way.
Oh, by the way.
Not a small part of what
no,
you do.
No, we have, we are licensed for 110 kiddos. We do all meals, breakfast, lunch, and snack. The kids have a chance to swim in the pool weekly, sometimes twice a week, depending on what's happening. We work with Promise helped us do some things, and you know, this past year we've do creative curriculum. We work on
it's incredible
on social and emotional. We talk about everyone's differences and similarities, and we play outside, and we cause havoc, and we're really loud and sing in the hallways.
That's how you know you're doing it right. If you have a bunch of quiet children in a child care program, something is drastically wrong.
We don't have quiet children
no.
or employees.
No. I'm always like, Miss Wilson, Crystal, I can hear you in my office. I can't help it. I like to sing. I like to make my presence known.
We have random dance parties in the lobby
upon
entry.
That.
Yeah, like I'll come in and I'm like, ready, here we go.
And we'll hit a song and Crystal just goes for it.
So because I know that this is coming out, this is definitely coming out after my staff Christmas party. You can't share in the room while we're here.
Okay.
I got my team a hype button for our white elephant gift, and it looks like the easy button from Staples, except it says hype, and when you push it, instant dance party. Yeah, and I'm just saying, not everyone is as courageous and confident as you.
Oh, this is all pretend.
Right?
But yes.
So not every. Some people need the music to do the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Get a hype button.
I need a hype button.
Oh, it's so good.
We're getting a hype
We're
button.
Getting
yeah.
hype. Yes.
Yeah. Mark, maybe I'll get
Lives
you
Lives have been changed.
When we talk about impact with Stuff the Bus, this is what we mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
So talk a little bit. First, what was your reaction when you came into the room tonight?
Wow. You need a sensor button.
It's
he
can edit
gosh.
It out. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's absolutely mind-blowing. I've had the pleasure of doing this for 6 years. This is my sixth one, and I remember having to do, like, the supermarket sweep back in, you know, at your location at the chamber to doing this.
That was a little stressful.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A little competitive.
That was my first year, and I was like, not again.
Oh, but I walked in, and I went, holy
So
moly.
Generous this year.
It's so generous. It's mind-blowing. With how difficult times are right now, whether, you know, money, food, insecurity is galore, knowing that people come together to support these organizations, the families, the kids, the puppies, the kitties, you name it, it's absolutely mind-blowing.
We love it.
And it gives me, like, the goosebumps.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about what was on your wish list, and for folks who are listening who are like, oh, my God, YW is doing amazing work. How do I support them? Tell listeners a little bit about what some of your needs are around the holidays and after.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything from toys to toothpaste, to toilet paper, to clothing for adults, clothing for kids, winter gear, you know, all of that.
And the families are asking for basic needs, you know, kitchenware, pot holders. Like, you know, we put something on our giving tree and we let the parents put something for themselves. You know, a lot of times the moms need hats, gloves, even coats sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, something as simple as a pot holder or a kitchen utensil that they don't have. But they make a huge list for their kids and very minimal for themselves.
Oh, so that's the first thing that we do is we have to go back to people and be like, okay, but what about you, Mom?
Always. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Always. I think we return several of our wish list items to the moms and dads being like, I need something from you now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want anything. I need something from you now.
Yeah. No, it's exactly
but
that.
It's, you know, it's eye-opening to see how many moms need boots for themselves or a coat for themselves.
Yeah.
So
socks.
Getting that, or just to see how happy they are just to get something that says to mom or...
Some lucky mom is getting massage slippers. There was a pair donated and I was like, this is a gift.
It's truly amazing
and
mind-blowing, and I wish I could have more words to describe how impactful this is, and I look forward to coming here.
The best part is when the parents pick them up.
Yes!
Yeah.
Mom's, dad's, tears, the waterworks. It's you know.
We have the pleasure of wrapping everything up, so not all the families know what is in the boxes. So we spend all next week wrapping presents up for the families. So they are literally like, wow.
We have a great group of swim ladies that we call the swim divas. They come in every morning at 8 o'clock to do their water fitness. And a lot of times they donate bags and bows and wrapping paper and, you know, and then we get to work.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we spend the whole next week watching amazing Christmas movies, hanging out.
That's the way to do it. So for any of our listeners who are trying to figure out how to learn more about their programs that you guys offer or to support you, what is the best way to connect with the YWCA?
Call, email,
Facebook. Website?
Our website, www.ywcamaine.org. You can see a lot of our programs there. And then if you have questions, they can call us on our main line.
And you're pretty good about responding to messages on Facebook, too.
Yes,
I am. It's you.
Yes.
That
yes,
is good is. About the Facebook. That is an art, ma'am, and deserves to be called out. So I hope folks connect with you. I hope you guys have an incredible knife. I hope that you load your sleigh with care and that you get home safely. And I hope your families love what they get this year.
Oh, they definitely will.
Yes,
from what
they will.
I can see, not even just our families at the YW, but the families from this community are going to be blown away.
This is amazing. It gets bigger and bigger every year, and I'm in
That's
awe
our
every
goal.
Year.
That's our goal. And this year was a record-breaking year. Mark, anything before we let them get to the Santa sleigh?
Just a huge thank you for doing what you do. And it's great to see you again. And for all the great work you're doing in our community.
Thank you. We love it.
We appreciate
it. Absolutely love it.
We do.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're going to get to know you. We're going to talk it out. We're going to get to know you and what you're all about. We're going to get to know just what makes you feel alive. We're going to get to know how you build, lead, and thrive.
Build, Lead, and Thrive. Voices of the Androscoggin.